In 2004, at the suggestion of a friend, I attended a weekend facilitated by the Mankind Project. This is a ritual weekend to initiate men into manhood. For a culture that doesn't have initiations by and large, they spring up in our life in ways that are certainly unintentional, whether they be car accidents or sickness. Other things fill the vacuum created by a lack of initiations. Gangs do initiations. Mm-hmm. There's a need for people, both men and women, to understand that they're not children anymore. Mm-hmm. With women, it's very obvious when it happens. Mm-hmm. With men, less obvious. I can imagine that with the sensitivity that in a place like Seattle might have more than Kansas or Birmingham, Alabama, I can just imagine that the rules are now, and I don't know this for a fact, I would just have to assume this, that the Mankind Project would welcome people who identify.
That would be really helpful for me. It has been very overwhelming to play catch up.
Yeah. How does that manifest, playing catch up? Learning about sports.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's definitely a component. Male dialogue with strangers is totally different. It's boring. So there's definitely...
What do you mean it's boring? Give me an example. Superficial?
Yeah. But also, like, honestly, I just don't... I haven't seen that many young men that are very good conversationalists. They don't know how to listen and then connect that. It's a lot of, like, parallel talking, you know, and, like, not a dialogue.
Yeah.
So that got some taking used to. Testosterone got taken used to. Like, anger is much more a sensory feeling than an emotional feeling now. And I had to get explicit. That's also been bonding with me and my little brother, is that I've always been him, the one giving him advice and, like, holding his hand. And he's been able to give me advice of, like, these are the ways that I slow down anger. And these are the ways, like I was saying, I see women differently now. And I want to tread lightly here because I definitely see women as people and as more than their bodies or what they're presenting. But that is more loud now. Like, their physical form is louder than it used to be. And I was like, ew, like, I don't want to be someone who's objectifying other people. And so he was saying, yeah, so what you do is you have that thought and then you check in like an adult where you're like, oh, but also there's a person here and let me reset. So I've had to practice that where I'm like, you're hot. And then I'm like, oh, but you're also a person, you know, and I'm angry and I feel like my whole body's on fire. I better take a walk.
How old's your brother?
My brother's 27.
Very wise.
Yeah.
What's he do?
He makes fancy dog food. I know. I feel like he's sort of an archetype too. Uh-huh. You know, like sage without like really buying into capitalism. Yeah.
Well, while still taking advantage of the market for...
Exactly, for bougie artisanal, pet owners.
Artisanal dog food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe there's one more poem that you could read, your choice, whatever you'd like to read, that is something that we need to hear.
Hmm. Maybe I'll do one of the doomsday ones.
That was another thing I wanted to talk to you about. I'm glad you brought that up.
I know the world is ending. Dense gardens of fire blooming around dead bodies in the daylight. The slow waves of morning cross us as the servants are out murdering. The muscle body of the last storm was long and heavy, using our cities for his mattress. Thousands of us stand together at the edge of a sunlit fault line, open and as bare as boats. Colored roses of smoke are growing around the shacks of stars we used to call constellations. So we make our hands busy with broken rituals. Our love is getting too crowded, so we are all talking all at once.
Why did you choose a doomsday poem to end?
Because I feel like we have enough of headlines that say doomsday, and maybe we need some poetic synthesis. Because I feel like we're dealing with it all the time, and I want... There's a pink elephant that we're all aware of, but no one is willing to look that pink elephant in the eyes or tend to it.
The pink elephant is ecological crisis?
Yeah, and misogyny, and racism, and I think, honestly, just the pink elephant is the fact that we are not dealing with our own terror. And it's manifesting in a lot of ugly ways.
Is our crisis a birth?
You know, I've been really considering that recently. I think I'm a little young to know, really know in my bones that that's true. Because I just feel scared. But I think if you're older and wiser, you know that things can burn to the ground and then there's a phoenix. But I'll trust you.
I read something you posted on Facebook about living at this time, and it was during the time in Seattle where the air was barely breathable or not breathable.
Yeah.
That forest fires from as far as Leavenworth and British Columbia were fouling the air and turning old growth forests into ashes that landed in spider webs around this condominium complex. And there was some reference, as I remember, to a sense that why do I have to be alive at the time when the planet is going through apocalypse. Essentially, that's the message I got from it.
Yeah, I think I have the particular sort of point of perception where I'm a pre-K teacher, so I'm always dealing with the next generation. And I have a lot of conflict about that, where I'm like, why am I trying so hard to ask of them to be their best humans to grow up when this is what we're offering them? Yeah, that's tricky for me.
I was reminded of the time that I was lost in the Olympic National Park, had to be rescued by military helicopter.
Whoa.
My partner wanted to know if I was okay. Her former partner, her old friend, said, how's his dog doing? Because if his dog's okay, chances are he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And how are the kids doing? If they're okay, chances are we're going to be okay.
Yeah. They're doing okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm really grateful to be able to have this kind of intimate dialogue with you, and I'm really honored that you shared it with me. And, you know, I wish you continued success with your work.
Thank you so much.
Where can we find out more information about your work, specifically your blog?
Yeah, so finnmenzies.com. You'll find me there.